The TACCAST podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TACCASTpodcast.com.
Click on our Amazon affiliate link
on our website
before you shop there.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. In case your tractor hits a cow, it's the TACCAST podcast.
Wait.
This is a podcast where we talk about stuff. By we, I mean Terry and Gatch.
Hey,
this is a podcast called the TACCAST Podcast, and we're in cahoots with Old Scratch. We've got some segments that we'd like to do for you, like what's in Hans' CD player, celebrity birthdays, and some deaths too. Sometimes friends' birthdays to be fair.
That's cool.
Some days we have guests and some days we don't. This week we might have one, maybe next week we won't. But one thing for certain, TNG will be here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday of the year. This is our podcast called the TACCAST Podcast. A new episode is here at last.
Hookers. How much do they cost? Natural. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TACCAST Podcast. It's Friday. My name is Terry Guile. Welcome to episode 412. Got Witch Mountain going in the background to make our girlfriends mad. Because all girls hate Witch Mountain.
That's what I hear.
Across the table is my cohort.
Gatch.
Oh, man. Listen how sexy she is.
This is a great song.
You can just see the sex exuding from her voice. So yeah, you ladies just better tune out now, or you're going to be mad for the rest of the show. Unless you're under 15, because I heard the girls under 15 like Witch Mountain. So yeah, it's Friday. We're back here with our
what you do yesterday on Thursday.
I did a comedy show last night in Eugene.
How'd it go?
It was all right. There was a couple of ladies came down from Portland.
Right on.
And I told jokes for 10 minutes.
Right on.
Practiced my set for tomorrow's show at the city.
You know what I hear? There's what kind of times are at the city? Hot times in the city.
No, that's Hot Child.
Oh.
But I was there last week when the lights went down.
That was a Mendoza that I just had.
When the lights went down in the city.
Oh, yep.
By the bay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we should introduce our guests. We have guests in the studio all week this week.
The city.
Putting in the shift.
That's right. Got yep. Lance Thill, Matt Thill, coming back from Monday, hanging
and
around.
Round two.
And been dirty here all sock. Week. And a dirty sock with a bacon wrap.
Picture that.
He has nothing. I got nothing.
You gonna take a picture of this again?
You.
I am more stone this time.
Searching.
And slightly greasier.
That's a sweet pick.
That's a little bit greasy.
Yeah, from the pizza, because the pepperoni is hot.
Yep, we went with the old school pepperoni today and doubled up.
Classic.
$5 pepperonis.
Oh, my gut is bombed up. I just got my picture taken. I feel like I'm filter.
Speaking of a bomb.
Obama.
I have a story about bingo.
Amy Bingo?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's hear it.
No.
No. It's the game bingo?
My third favorite sport.
Yeah.
Bingo! Bingo!
You know, remember, we don't talk very much about Kentuckians, right?
Right, except for when the horses are racing.
Yeah. Well, this 18-year-old... went into bingo and he yelled bingo.
Oh, he got in big shit trouble, didn't he?
Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
You can't go to a ball game and yell out.
You can't yell bomb on a plane.
Mm-hmm. Can't yell Obama?
Bomb. You can't say bomb on a plane. Didn't you ever see that movie? Bomb, 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 bomb. Ben Stiller.
Is that where we're going?
No, Meet the Fockers or something.
You can't say Obama on a plane?
You can't say bomb on a plane.
But can you say Obama?
Yeah.
I don't know, because it sounds like you can't say Obama without bomb.
Hey, there's a good saying. The Obama campaign. Yeah. There is no bomb without Obama.
But the guy's defense was that he could yell bingo in it because it's a public building and it's his right. So the
freedom
judge,
of speech.
So the judge sentenced him to 6 months without yelling bingo.
Wow,
that's
harsh.
Yeah.
We said that at the same time. That must mean it's really harsh.
Well, yeah, it said he delayed the game and by several minutes and caused alarm to patrons. And the mainly elderly women apparently began yelling and cussing once they realized what would happen.
I'm just glad we live in a time where that's national news.
Yeah, yeah, they said he would let him go with a slap, but he refused to apologize, saying that
bingo!
It was his right.
Bingo!
How bored was that guy?
Well, yeah. Well, he was 18. Maybe that's the only thing to go on. Maybe it was in Lebanon.
If I was him, I would have said...
It was in Kentucky.
I would have said my dog got away and he ran in here and I could have swore I saw him in here and I was like, bingo!
What's his name?
Everyone's joined in.
B-I-N-G-O. I yelled bingo like Larry David when me and Ron and Joy and my wife went bingoing.
Oh, yeah?
And I got a bingo and I said... Bingo! 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 And they all looked at me like I was
weird.
I love
Larry David.
Why don't you marry him?
You should, actually.
Well, he
is
divorced.
Is he?
So he's on the market.
That's a plot twist.
Well, he is, isn't he? Didn't him and Cheryl Hines?
That's not his real wife.
What? That show is so real.
I know.
Maybe you could hit him up on Facebook and get his number and text him like...
Sup?
When he wrote that obituary for his beloved cunt...
Beloved aunt.
Oh, I thought it was a cunt. Well, A looks like a C.
It does. It was a misprint. It was a misprint.
So anyways.
Yeah. Beloved cunts.
Have you ever had a seahorse?
No.
Sea monkeys?
I don't do sea monkeys. Where's the sea monkey?
Actually, Clue FM has a batch of sea monkeys.
They do have a batch of sea monkeys. They're Debbie's dried up eggs, right?
Yeah, because Debbie can't have kids, so... Those are her little babies.
Did you know that, like, a little bit of star power? First time I ever met her.
Do I hear him? Is he coming in? Do we hear him at all?
Hello.
I don't hear you.
first time I ever met her.
That's there we go. There's Lance. Hi.
First time I ever met her was me and Matt, who was sitting here right here. We're at
here.
A Guess Who show at Benton County Fair.
Nickelback?
Guess Who.
No, the Guess Who.
Oh,
the
I
guess
thought you wanted me to guess who the show
was. I totally love.
Was it the Who?
No, we were at a Guess Who show, and she's like,
"Yes,
well, if anyone wants better tickets, come up." And, like, we ran up, and we, like...
Literally ran.
Yeah, we
literally
ran, and, like, since I'm so metal and threatening, like, I was able to push my way... No, seriously. I was able to push my way... I was able to push my way kind of up to the front, like, amongst the regular people, and we totally got these sweet tickets, and we sat, like, 8 rows back from the Guess Who.
Nice. Yeah. Randy Bachman, was he there?
Nah,
he was not.
Speaking of Randy Bachman, Rand Paul says pot is bad, but jail term ruin lives.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Rand Paul said pot is bad, but jail terms ruin lives.
I heard what you said, but I said, what the fuck are you talking about? Which is just a rhetorical question.
I'm just throwing a headline. You guys were talking about Randy Bachman. I said Rand Paul is totally related.
Speaking of Rand Paul, David Allen Coe was hospitalized from a
who?
Car. David Allen Coe. He got in a car wreck.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say David Allen Greer.
No. No. David Allen Coe, he was in Florida, so this is a crazy Florida story. The country singer's road manager said that he ran a red light in his SUV and was hit by a tractor trailer in an intersection early Tuesday. And he's known for his songs, The Ride, You Never Even Know Me By My Name. Never Even Called Me By
he
My
makes
Name.
Enough to have an SUV.
Oh, yeah. He still tours and shit.
You know what I would say about that, though, is take that tractor over to Complete Ag Resolutions. Get that fixed right up.
Nice.
Wow.
And then on the way home, if you're hungry,
get some
pizza now.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's so good. Delicious. They got the pizza balls, which are so good, and the pizza's so good.
So David Allen Coe canceled two of his concerts in Louisville and in St. Louis due to his collision, but he's doing okay.
Well, that's good.
Now, he had a lot of racist Foul Mouth songs back in the 70s, which was pretty awesome. Not that he's a racist or anything. We were talking about Judas Priest the other day and how K.K. Downing is blonde-haired and blue-eyed, and his name is K.K.K.
Oh.
Kind of, almost. Do you think he's Aryan? Yeah.
That's subliminal.
He got kicked out of Judas Priest, too. Actually, he quit, actually. But, yeah, K.K. Downing, I think he's a Ku Klux Klan member.
Could be. And their drummer, remember, he had a little issues.
Yeah.
He's serving a little bit of time right now. Guess
fella.
He shouldn't have been doing that kind of stuff. The weird mustache, the molestache should have gave it away.
Molestache. Is that a thing? It is now.
It totally. Is a thing.
You wear those in your porn fort.
Tie-in.
You know, yep. You know who Shuri Appleby is?
Founder of Applebee's restaurant?
No.
Oh.
Apparently she's got a nude scandal going on. Have you checked it out?
No.
I don't know.
I would if she was the founder of Applebee's. That would pique my interest.
No, she's on some show. But these are just some other people who have had... These are just some other people who have had naked photos released. Kanye West.
Ah.
He even sang about it. She found pictures in my email. I sent this girl a picture of my D-dash-dash-dash.
That's dick.
Oh. I thought those were the lyrics. I thought he said D-dash-dash-dash.
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
Vanessa Hutchins, that old Disney star.
Yeah.
Remember that chick?
I don't know her.
She was in High School Musical.
Ew.
And Christina Hendricks.
Okay.
Olivia Munn. Did you ever see those photos?
No.
I did not, but I'm totally familiar with her.
Yeah. Yeah, she had some photos online.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Hey, could be a good segue. Remember when you were talking earlier about 80 years old, and now what we do with it? Remember?
Yeah, that's actually, I bit a Louis C.K. joke.
Yeah?
Want me to tell it?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, this is not much of a segue, but I was just talking about how how technology has advanced since America was formed. 1776, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like 200 and something years ago. So that's like 3 80-year-olds living back to back to back. Mm-hmm. That's like how old America is.
And what do we do with our technology now?
Right, back then it was like... pigeon, like mail via pigeon, and ponies, and like
pigeons,
quill and scroll. And then now we have like cell phones and sext for fun.
Yeah.
And like that short of time. It's like de-evolution, right?
Yeah.
Would they be proud of us, you think?
There was another...
it's pretty cool to get a sext, but I don't know. They probably wouldn't be.
Or like dick pictures or pictures of
right.
the junk.
Dick pic.
Do you think they like had a porch? Oh, this is funny to me. Hopefully it's funny to everyone else.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah. That's distracting.
That's weird that she has black boxes on her box.
No, that's the new manicure style.
Is that Olivia Munn?
No.
Oh.
You grow your hair out and then trim it into a box.
Ah.
And then you do the same with your nipple hair.
Oh. Okay. Wow, that's thick hair. It just was weird.
So, yeah. You know how, like, before photographs, how you had to, like, sit still and the painter would paint you?
Mm-hmm.
Think, like, I would just stand there naked and then they'd paint him and then he'd send a pigeon to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
That photo.
There's actually a comedian from Portland, Anthony Lopez, super hilarious comedian, and he has a bit about... You know, he talks about people taking pictures of their dick and sending it to their girlfriend. He's like, could you imagine 200 years ago what you had to go through and how much more that would mean to a woman?
Right.
He's like, you have to like basically, or if it was 500 years ago, you'd have to get like a chisel and a piece of stone and you just chisel. And then you got to get the Pony Express to take it to him. And then she gets it and she's like, what is this?
It'd probably be a lot easier.
Picture of my penis.
It'd probably be a lot easier than now than taking like 12 pictures just to get that one good picture, you know, to send.
Oh, camera or add 40 pounds.
Oh, it's too soft. Damn it. Can't send that.
Okay, that's enough.
All right.
What happened on
Save
24
us.
This weekend?
I'm abandoning that show.
Altogether? You're not even going to go back?
I might go back. I started season 3 and watched like 2 episodes, and it's just always the same thing.
It is. Once you watch the first season.
Yeah, the first season I thought was good. Second season was...
You know why?
Why?
Because Alicia Cuthbert was in it.
Ah. Uh-huh. Well, she was in season 2, too.
But she was already above nubile.
Above nubile?
That's a category?
Is that a thing? I only date girls that are under nubile. You guys, you guys familiar? Right? You guys are talking about pro
wrestling. Like 18 to 20, right?
Is that nubile?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Let's change the subject. Are you guys familiar
with
professional wrestler Chris Masters?
No.
No.
No, I wasn't either, but apparently he's a professional wrestler. But he did a cool thing. He fucking tore up a bush from his mother's front yard to throw it through the window so he could save her from the burning house. He pulled a shrub out of the ground and threw it through the window.
Whatever
the burning
works.
Bush?
Whatever
it
works.
It wasn't, well, it might have been burning after he threw it. Oh, the bush burnt their house down. No, just kidding. He's a World Wrestling Entertainment performer. You guys
was
don't
this
know?
Who, was he just working on a new special move?
Yeah, it's called a bush uproot.
A bush uproot? Is he one of the bushwhackers?
He used to be. Then he changed his name to Chris Masters. No, apparently there was a burglar in the house and was kind of holding the mom hostage, and he told the police if anyone came in the house, he was going to light it on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did light it on fire, and that's when Chris Masters threw his bush through the window.
Yeah, so he threw a... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not flammable or anything.
No. Mom, get out! Here comes the shrub!
I know. Incoming. That's silly.
Yeah, I just thought I'd talk about that, because I never heard anybody uprooting a shrub and throwing it through a window to get into a house. It's pretty awesome.
That is. I mean, it's got to be a fairly new shrub to uproot
it,
right?
Yeah, there must have been no rocks.
And it had to have been a decent-sized shrub with decent-sized limbs to break window, you know?
Yeah.
You can't just pull up a little foliage and, like, break a window with it.
Like a dandelion.
Are you talking about... are we talking about foley again? You said foliage.
Foliage.
Is that like when... Is that when you're when you're doing foley work, you're doing some foliage?
Yep. 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 Yep.
The more you know.
Have you ever got pulled over and had the cop tell you that your car smells like weed? No?
I've never got pulled over before.
Not that I can recall, but probably.
So, you know, people come up with the funniest excuses. This cop asked this guy, he pulled him over for speeding, and he said, I think I smell marijuana. And he said, no, I don't have any. And the cop said, can I search your car? And he said, sure. So he opened up the console, and there was, it was a blunt, but they said it was some high-grade marijuana wrapped in tobacco leaves, which is a blunt. And he said, that's not mine. I didn't know it was here. And the way I can prove it is because if I would have known that was in here, I would have already smoked it. That's what he told the cop.
Wow.
Didn't work.
I guess that makes sense.
He still got a ticket. But I thought I'd try that maybe sometime. Or if the cop comes up and asks you, you drinking tonight? It's like, no, you buying?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a seahorse, Dustin?
I haven't.
Do you like horses?
I don't.
Have you ever had a Charlie horse?
Have
you
ever
seen Charlie in the Chocolate Factory?
With Johnny Depp?
No.
Have you ever been to a horse race?
No.
Have you ever worn a hat to the Kentucky Derby?
Have you ever had a junip? What's it called? Juniper julep or whatever?
A mint julep?
Mint julep?
A juniper.
Juniper julep? Where'd that come from?
I've never had.
That's all I got.
Is that from a Hardy Boys book?
Slow gin is a juniper berry liqueur, though.
Slow gin time again.
A juniper julep?
You know, Will. How is man?
Now, is it? It's not, he's talking about Joe gin, right? I mean, because he's not drinking slow gin, is he? Because slow gin is not gin.
What is gin? No, it's cold gin time again.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's true.
He changed the words on us, like Weird Al.
Yeah.
You drink cold gin because hot and warm gin is not good.
It's a totally different
I don't think
thing.
Any gin is good, is it?
It's a weird taste. Been?
I've never had it.
I've had it a couple times. It's a weird taste. Just like everything, like vodka, tequila, whiskey. It's just its own weird taste.
Have you ever had it, Terry?
Once when I was a teenager.
You used to drink all the time, right?
Part of the time, yeah.
Part of the time?
I wasn't a full-blown, always drinking alcoholic, but I did like to drink.
You just
all right. What was your
you
main
metal drink? Right?
Did you go beer or liqueur?
I drank
or
a lot of Old Milwaukee with
with the Void guys.
All right.
They turned me into an alcoholic.
No vodka or any like hard alcohol. Like,
yeah,
just
we used
getting
to drink
trashed.
Evan,
where just like
Evan Williams. Evan Williams.
Yeah.
We used to drink a lot of Evan Williams, 90 proof. But
I've never really just seen you throwing back bottles or anything like that.
No. That was
either.
That was a previous lifetime.
I actually get excited when I see you holding like a Pabst tall boy in your hand.
Oh,
like,
I know. Ah. Look, I'm drinking.
It has to taste so bad, though.
Oh, it's delicious.
God.
Hipster points up, though.
Yeah. It tastes better to me than like...
Hey, someone take a pic. Thick, I'm holding the Pabst tall boy.
Thick, dark beer. It tastes better to me than thick, dark beer.
Yeah.
It just makes me a pussy, though.
Yeah, black beet porter's not for me. You know, have you ever put any tangy barbecue sauce into a beer?
No, I had chili beer at Kapuya.
That's some good stuff.
Kapuya Brewery.
That makes
brewery.
Me want some of that Thai chili vodka.
Ooh.
That was the one vodka I'd drink again, but with fresh lime juice.
Ooh. Fresh lime juice?
Yeah.
You're freaking me out.
Whoa. It was some good stuff.
Where did you get that stuff?
Yeah.
I had it over at Clue in the morning when I drank over there in the morning.
Oh, that's right.
And the guy brought in those.
Time again.
What's your favorite Kiss song, Matt?
Oh,
he's all there's no such
question.
Thing.
Question.
What's the one from that Black Label Skate video?
Tears Are Falling.
Mike Vallely when he's skating in the pipe. It's the slow one. It's really
Tears
funny.
Are falling.
Beth.
Is it God of Thunder?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
God of Thunder.
That is a rocking tune.
Simply because it's in a skate video that I worshipped when I was like 10.
Right on.
That is an awesome song.
So that's
song,
a good reason.
All right. Yeah.
Can I go?
Yeah, what's your favorite Kiss song?
I'm going with Lick It Up.
Oh.
The video only, though. Not just the song whenever I listen to it. Just the video.
Oh,
yeah.
Video. Jesus,
man. So isn't it open up with them like walking down a gravel road like through a pipe?
Oh, and these chicks and like they pour in the liquid all over. Yeah. Like, my actual probably favorite. Lick It Up! What would my favorite?
How many ways can you change that chorus? You got stick 'em up. You got pick 'em up. Like,
lick it up.
To get a spare. You got to pick it up.
This is Bowler's anthem.
Yep, and then, yeah, and then if you're going to the bank, you're going to stick them up.
I guess my favorite probably would have to actually be like someone like Christine 16 back when they were like songwriters back in the day. Like just making good tunes.
I would go back when they were making good
16,
tunes to.
Which is not okay, by the way.
I would probably go.
Christine, 18.
Back when they were making good tunes, I'd go, let's put the X in sex.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Just a note.
God gave rock and roll to you. No, I'd probably go 100,000 years is pretty rockin'.
That's pretty rockin'.
Yeah. I don't know that one. I only know the hits.
Strong. I like on that one Motley Crue video where. Tommy Lee talks about first hearing the Kiss Alive album and how it just blew his mind. And from then, he would beat on those Quaker oat boxes. And that was his start.
Wow. So it was Quaker oat boxes that he got his start on. That way, he used to put milk on his drums.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Did he squirt the milk out his nipples?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
That was off camera, though.
Yeah.
Or was it?
If you watch VH1 Behind the Music.
Or was it snake juice?
It was Tommy Lee's boat steering cream.
That's what it was. Segway coming up? Does anyone need a Segway?
Have you guys ever tried to sell anything on Facebook?
Sell?
Yeah.
Like the virtual garage. Oh, jokes. That's right.
Well, and my other stuff. Everything.
Weed?
No.
Ever tried to sell weed on Facebook?
Nah. I've been asked if I could hook up some other harder drugs.
Hey, can you get some crank?
Yeah, I've been asked that before.
Okay,
so just flat out write that in the status.
Have you ever...
You have long hair. You probably know people.
Have you ever sold a horse on Facebook?
No.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, Misty Van Horn from Oklahoma apparently put her two kids up for sale on Facebook. A 2-year-old and a 10-month-old. She wanted between 1,000 or 4,000 for the both of them.
That's not bad.
The going price for the toddler is 1,000. And so...
Shouldn't it be more for the toddler, though? Because you get more time with him.
She's selling the kids to raise money to get her boyfriend out of jail.
Yes.
All right. So, yes. not the kids' dads, but her boyfriend.
Right, right.
So did she try to sell him to the dad first? Maybe he would have been interested in buying
him. He might have wanted him in the first place for free.
Yeah, he could have just got him. Well, and then he wouldn't have been paying child support.
Right.
Well, you can't. Then she wouldn't get any money for it, though. I mean, she needs money for the kids.
Now, here's my next question.
Girls gotta eat.
How many is a gajillion?
A gajillion? That's not a real number.
Well, this is a notable magazine here, and it says there have been a gajillion studies and critiques done about how social media affects our relationships, like selling your kids to get your boyfriend out of prison.
Right.
Well, that one killer said that... That social media and Kanye West was responsible for the shooting that he did.
Have you ever had
I made up the Kanye West part.
I know. Have you ever had a bad experience that made you pull out of social media? Like you didn't want to get him pregnant? Or like, you know, just say, I see people post all the time. I'm done with Facebook for a few days. It's bullshit. If I see one more post about this, I'm going to kill people.
I got too many responsibilities to pages. Yeah. So I can't really do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even
I have,
if I wanted to.
I'm tired of the pictures on Facebook that's like someone holding up a sign. It's like, if this gets 1 million likes, I'll propose to my wife.
Oh.
It's like, really? Yeah.
I saw one that said, if this page gets 300 likes, you're all idiots.
I was going to post if this post gets 5 likes, you're all assholes.
Yeah.
And then nobody would like.
Oh, imagine that 5th guy though.
I know.
You'd be staring at four people.
What a rebel. What a rebel.
Like, am I going to be the one?
If I like it, you're all assholes.
I know. Yeah. I'm determining whether or not all your friends are assholes right now.
Wow.
Click. I never repost those. I don't give a fuck.
Whoa.
Ever.
Whoa. Out of nowhere.
I don't know.
Or you see those crazy 3D looking pictures and it says, comment 1 and then press share and watch the magic begin. Yeah. It's got like 5 million comments and they're like, I did it. Nothing happened.
I never did those either. Are the ones with the roller coaster where it's like, it shows it like broke.
Yeah.
It's like, see what happens. It's like...
Idiots.
Oh,
I've crashed.
If you click 1 and share and then post this as your status, a baby will be saved from AIDS.
Oh, well, that one I would share.
Oh, I did. And the baby actually sent me a Facebook update. Said,
he friend you?
He's, I'm alive. Thanks for the likes.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks for the likes.
Yep. Because of your like, Magic Johnson rubbed some money on me.
Whoa.
Rub your money on.
Isn't that how you cure AIDS?
That's how he did it, I think.
Yeah. That's the whole South Park thing on.
Yeah.
On him.
It's controversial.
Oh, man. My back hurts.
Nah. South Park's already done it. That was like 10 years ago.
That's true.
He was swimming in money, and that's how he cured himself.
Simpsons did it! South Park already did it.
All right. So what's your favorite cartoon of all time, Matt?
My favorite cartoon of all time. Oh, I'm going to have to say Hey Arnold. That was right in the meat of my childhood.
Right in your wheelhouse?
Yeah.
That's the precursor to Stewie, you know, football head.
Oh, really?
Oh that makes sense.
Wasn't he? Wasn't
just the grandpa in Hey Arnold was the funniest character.
But didn't Arnold have the football shape?
Football head.
Yeah, football head. Since when did people think you could just draw kids with a football head shape?
I don't know.
Football shape.
What would you rather have, Matt? A football shaped head or listen to Melissa Etheridge?
For how long? Like once or like?
For the rest of your life. Both. Either football head for life or Melissa Etheridge, the only
like,
music
you have. Okay.
That's the only music.
You could still listen to other music, but no. Melissa Etheridge would still be playing as loud as that music.
Football head. By far. I might be able to get like a headphone sponsorship or something like that. Custom headphones. All right, wait, I'm going to flip one back on you. Would you rather?
All right.
Constant loop of Sheryl Crow's Soak Up the Sun.
Oh, no.
Or eat an entire cactus.
Oh, I'd eat the cactus.
You forgot he's an Indian.
Are you sure?
I don't even know what song that is.
wanna tell everyone.
Have you ever been to the dentist?
Because they play that there every time you go.
No, I've never really. I'm sure I've heard the song. I just don't know the names of all of her songs.
You should just pick the cactus.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Oh, I'd eat the cactus.
Is
cactus
he allowed to pick the pricks off the cactus before he eats it?
Well, I'd
no
eat
silverware.
Around. I would eat around them.
Nope.
You'd well, eat around them. Listen to you.
Yeah.
Nope.
I could probably
well,
if it's a,
well, what kind of cactus are we...
It's like those typical cartoon, the three-pronged one.
Yeah. Because if it was one of those ones with just a little hairy threads on there, there's no way.
No, this one would hurt.
Choke you. That would choke you.
I could try to find
you'd go, I didn't want to know that song anyway. He wants me to play Sheryl Crow for you, but I don't want
no,
to.
I,
well,
no,
I want to see like whether you would do it or not.
No, I already picked cactus.
Yeah, I already picked cactus. Moment's over.
Yeah, sorry.
One step behind.
The moment's over, dude.
Damn. Dude, I got the Pizza Now free breadsticks.
You got free breadsticks?
Yep.
I heard that was rare that people got that.
Lance, do you prefer 80s or 90s horror?
Or what?
I got more into it probably in the 90s, but the 80s I watched more because like in the 90s I had a young child.
Mm-hmm.
So
right here.
We watched, I know, who is now an old child.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched like Barney and stuff, but like in the 80s, like I used to go over to my friend's house and we'd like stay up late and watch HBO and like watch mm-hmm. like horror
Cat's
movies.
Eye.
Yeah, and then like late at night, it'd be
The Beast Within.
It'd be Red Shoe Diaries like late at night, and, like after like the horror shows and stuff.
Ah.
It was such
All right,
a huge
Matt,
that's a fun night.
Here's a good question I'm going to ask, Matt.
All right. I'm all ears.
How old were you when you first saw your first R-rated horror movie? Do you remember that?
Oh,
I remember which one it was?
I remember my first R movie, yes. And
okay.
I guess it's kind of horror.
All right.
Wait, do you want to guess it if I give you clues?
Well, okay.
Starring LL Cool J.
Oh,
starring.
New Jack City.
No. No.
Samuel Jackson had a partner.
Samuel, yep.
187.
No.
There might have been a shark that played
yeah,
into
flight.
And like, and LL Cool J was like best friends with a parrot. Believe it or not, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Flight.
Deep
no,
Blue
that
Sea.
That was like last year.
The answer is Deep Blue Sea.
Ah, okay.
That was my first R-rated movie I've ever seen, and that's a fact. And I guess it's kind of horror.
Yeah.
I guess.
My first R-rated movie was Pale Rider.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Mm-mm.
That's Clint Eastwood? Well, I was like five. I haven't seen it since. It's not like I remember it.
See, like, I'm old. Like, my first R-rated was, like, when I was 10. Like, my parents would just take us anywhere. I think it was, God, what was it? It was either, was Tommy R-rated?
Yeah.
Was Jaws R-rated?
Like the
R-rated?
Who, Tommy?
Yeah, they took me to that.
Was Jaws R-rated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, when I was 10, they took us out and it scared the crap.
Wait. That's a wise family decision.
We don't want them asking us to take them to the beach anymore. We're going to see Jaws.
That's smart.
Yeah.
My parents took me to see The Exorcist.
Foster's
I think it was
a long ways
Tommy
away.
And then Heavy Metal. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I still like that one, actually.
And my parents took me to see Easy Rider when it came.
Oh,
it wasn't. I mean, it
remember,
came out in 71, but I was probably they probably were doing a replay there at the drive-in there. But
that was my first riding class.
Yeah,
Easy Rider.
That was one of the first porn magazines I used to.
You know who? You know who is related to Easy Rider? Ghost Rider.
In the sky.
Ah.
I got some better stuff than that.
Because
it sounds like it's not going very good right now. You ever wonder, like, after people aren't in the spotlight anymore and they were a famous rocker, and then what are they doing now? Well, this is a top 7 what-the-fuck post-fame careers of famous musicians.
What the fuck is this?
Can you guys guess what Vanilla Ice does now?
I totally
Oh, yeah,
know.
He's a real estate agent.
Yeah, he flips houses.
Yeah, he's a renovator.
Yeah, makes tons of money.
He makes tons of money.
Yeah, renovator ice.
Not only is he an honorary member of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and he starred in his movie Cool as Ice, but now he is, like you guys said, a renovator. Okay, I don't know this guy too well, but the DJ for Public Animator... Public Enemy. No, Terminator X.
Oh, Terminator X, yeah.
You know what he is now? You'll never guess.
He's an exterminator.
I was just going to say that.
He's an ostrich farmer.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Yep.
I actually did not know that.
Is there money in that?
Apparently so.
Oh, yeah. We got ostrich eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ostrich steaks?
Yeah.
Weird ostrich heads. Okay, here's a question.
Can you know what Greco-Roman wrestling is?
Yeah, totally.
Kind of, not really.
Upper body. You can only use your upper body.
Okay, no kicking.
Okay.
Yeah, no leg wraps.
Yep.
Okay, upper body only. So if you Greco-Roman style wrestled...
Johnny Greco?
An ostrich, would the body count as upper body or lower body?
Upper. They got legs. That's their whole lower body.
But their balance is in... Their center balance is up higher than that, though. I was just wondering, like, what side counts as their upper body.
I don't know. Maybe we could send her a Twitter message to Terminator X from Public Enemy.
I think so.
He probably knows.
Because
what if he guessed?
Yeah. Well, the butt would have to be lower body, right?
That makes sense.
But the breasts would be, they're just barely above the ass in a bird, right?
Yeah, or an older bird, which is like a lady from England.
Yeah.
Ew. I told the old bird. All right, number five is Dan Spitz from Anthrax. Now, I forgot what
we were talking about.
Weird job.
What are they doing now?
Yeah.
I actually know this one.
Me too.
But we can let other people guess.
Me too.
You'll never guess.
Should we just guess?
Sure.
Go ahead.
He works at Pepsi.
Oh, no. Nope. Can I take this one?
He's got to
guess. Wait, I got to guess first. Okay. Librarian.
Oh, that was close. What is it, Lance?
I believe, isn't he like a, I forget, I'm trying to think of the adjective, but it's a super, like, watchmaker or whatever, like.
This just says.
Oh, he's a timesmith.
He's a master watchmaker.
Yeah.
Got the time ticking in my head.
And so,
ticking in my head.
He literally does.
Yeah. He said it was an entirely left field career choice, but at least he was good at his new job. He attended the School of Watchmaking in Switzerland and became an expert in crafting exquisitely intricate timepieces in an era when most people have clocks on their phones. All right, Stooges guitarist from Iggy and the Stooges, James Williamson.
He owns a theater.
No, but this is a weird sentence. I just have to read.
Chain restaurant owner.
That's a good guess. Iggy Pop used to roll around in broken glass, expose his junk, and smear hamburger meat and peanut butter all over his body.
That sounds like it would infect and cut.
Yes, and sting.
Mm-hmm.
James Williamson is now a VP at Sony. Wow. Old punk rock are stepping up. And coming up in the top three.
Is that all of Sony or just Sony Music?
It just said VP of Sony. So it didn't say Sony Music. Because
Sony is everywhere.
Huge.
Everywhere.
Now you TVs, may know this. Music.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Lead guitarist of Ween became a blank, blank, blank.
What, a fisherman?
That was part one of the blanks.
A deep sea?
A fishing boat captain.
Oh.
Ah.
Marky Markiolius or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Mickey Melchiondo.
That was close. That was totally close. Mickey Melchiondo. Mickey Melchiondo. That's true.
Yeah.
And yes, he is now.
He's been doing that for years. He did YouTube videos. Brownie Fishing Troop or something.
Wow.
The Brown Trout Club or something. Huh. Yeah, but he does that, and I watched a video he took out Gibby Haynes and Jeff Pincus? Jeff Pincus? The bassist from that same band, Butthole Surfers, and
right
from Honky. And I think Jeff Pincus is quite the background of different bands. I'm going to look it up, and I'll tell you who he was with.
All right, you guys know this sexy front man.
Hope he has blonde hair.
Oh, he does. David Lee Roth.
Ow!
Now, in between the time that when Sammy Hagar took over and then before he came back to Van Halen, what do you guys think he was doing to make his greenbacks?
Oh, he's a gigolo.
Well, maybe on the side.
No, he was just a gigolo.
Radio show.
No, you got a guess, Matt? David Lee Roth.
Fireman.
That's the closest one. He was an emergency medical technician.
Oh, really?
Yep, he shaved his...
Oh, yeah, because he had the leaps, man. He could leap over anything. I
do you think... Whoa.
I should have said Ice Cream Man, because he keeps it frosty.
Do you think he ever saved a Van Halen's fan life just from his presence?
Probably.
Like, they called 911?
And they're like, oh, it's David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he had over 200 ambulance rides, became very handy with a defibrillator. He took his gig quite seriously. And his supervisors gave him top marks. And then he went back to Van Halen. Number one, I hope you're listening, Hans. I know you are because you always do. This is the guy that I always tell Hans that he's not when he tries to sit down in a chair while we're playing rock music.
Let me guess.
Come on, Hans.
Robert
you're not.
Johnson.
Nope. Try it again. Come on, Hans. You're not.
Geddy Lee.
I remember, but I can't remember.
You ain't fucking Skunk Baxter.
No, yeah.
So he was the guitarist from the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan. I would go ahead and guess that you guys...
What song did he sing on?
He didn't sing. He was a guitarist. He did the solo on Ricky Don't Lose That Number.
Is he now the guy, though, that is...
And reeling
the,
in the ears.
He worked for the Department of Defense, top secret, too, right?
How did you know that?
It was top secret.
I know. That's his job now. He's a missile defense expert.
How did you know?
Oh, it's widely known, I thought.
I thought it was top secret.
You in?
Yeah, he works for the fucking Pentagon.
Yeah, he studied all that kind of stuff back
then. You know
in the
why?
Day.
Just so he could have a job sitting down.
Hey-o.
So that's it. That was the number one guy who has a weird job.
All right.
So you know what the guy from Griefhammer does now?
Huh.
He's a computer automated drafter for CH2M Hill.
Oh, wow. You know what Jeff Pincus is doing now?
His girlfriend in the butt?
I already told you he was in Honky. His current band. I know he played with the Butthole Surfers from 86 to 94. In 1990, him and Gibby Haynes released Digital Dump, a house music, a psychedelic house music side project called the Jack Officers.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Jack Officers.
And then when he left the Butthole Surfers, he created... He's based in Austin, but he created the Daddy Longhead with Jimbo Young.
Was that a band?
Yeah, and Ray Washam on drums. You know who that is?
No.
He was in Ministry.
Well.
And then after 10 years, Longhead retired, and Pincus started other projects, Skinny Leonard and Areola 51.
They've got such clever names for their band. It's awesome.
And now he is in Honky. And as of January 08, he plays weekly on Monday night with an assortment of other musicians called the Get Down Syndrome.
See, there's another one.
He's on a roll.
At the Jackalope in Austin, Texas. And he's also active with a band called Pure Luck, in which he plays guitar.
Disappointing.
They're very disappointing.
He also accompanied Helios Creed on at least one release, but that's not his band. Then he just played with them. Helios Creed. If you know who Helios Creed is, do you know who Helios Creed is?
I know what Creed is.
Do you know Helios Creed?
I know Creed Bratton.
You know the 1970s band Chrome?
No.
I have heard of
no.
How about Skinyard?
I know Skinyard, Jack and Dino.
Yeah.
Bam, right there. Helios Creed was in Skinyard.
Well... Big fucking deal.
That's part of that Sub Pop early thing?
Yes.
Jack and Dino? Oh, they're great.
He also played with...
You know he produced Nirvana and The Accused, right?
Who?
Jack and Dino.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like Jack and Diane.
No,
like Jack and Dino.
Nope.
I didn't know you were talking about Jack and Dino.
He didn't produce any John Cougar Mellencamp records.
I remember we were talking yesterday about Jack and Dino.
Yeah.
What's that name's coming up?
Jack and Diane, not Jack and Dino.
Little Diddy about Jack and Dino. Producing records by Mudhoney and Nirvana. And
almost produced The Victims. But we went a different way.
Did he? Were we going to go to him?
Yeah, that was one of the ones Jeff wanted us to
do. Oh, he's going to hook us up. They're great. They're great. Whatever happened to Jeff Simpson anyway?
talked to him earlier.
Today?
Via
talked
text.
To him every day.
What did he say?
Said he's mixing down that arc weld.
God damn it, Jeff. That pisses me off.
Because he doesn't know how to say no.
He doesn't?
Yeah.
Weird.
No, no. He always said no when it came time to come on here, didn't he?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You're getting freaked out right now.
I'm head swaying.
You're bobblehead in real life.
I'm fucking Ray Charles and
Stevie Ray Charles.
Hello, Stevie Ray Charles.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Ray Charles.
Hugh Lewis.
So, yeah, you got any other news stories?
No, but I got some old shit.
All right. What's your favorite kind of pizza with mushrooms on it?
None.
All right. What about you, Matt?
Yeah, none. I don't eat that crap.
I actually like mushrooms a little bit, but that's
unless okay. There's
I know, but what do you like? What's your favorite second topping with a mushroom?
With a mushroom?
Yeah. If you got mushroom and...
I don't know.
Acid tabs.
Glow sticks?
You're gonna have glow stick and mushroom pizza?
I'm down.
That's the worst tasting glow stick I've ever had. So you guys ever heard that saying called piss poor? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when you're so poor you have to piss on yourself to keep warm.
No.
Oh, okay.
But I found out where this phrase came from.
I was wrong?
You were. Okay. Still are. Back in the day, they used urine to tan hides at the tanneries and stuff.
Now that really chaps my hide.
That does. That really chaps my taint. Chafes my taint. But so if you didn't have a lot of money, what people would do is they would collect all the family urine and they would take it down and sell it to the tannery because they were piss poor. They were so poor that they had to piss in a pot and take it down there.
Yeah.
And then if you were even below that standard of poverty, you didn't even have a pot to piss in. You've heard that, haven't you? And you've got a pot to piss in. I thought that meant you just didn't have a toilet. But back in the day, you had a pot that you pissed in to turn in your piss to the tannery to make some money. But if you were so poor that you didn't even have a pot to piss in, you were even worse.
Yeah, you didn't even have money to make money.
And if you heard that saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know where that came from? Back in the day, you'd only have one tub of water because hot water was hard to come by. So they'd fill up the tub. The man of the house always got to use the bath first because he was working hard and dirty. And then all the boy children would go. And then the women... And then the babies.
Mm-hmm.
So the baby was always last, and they said the water was always so dirty that sometimes you couldn't even see the baby in there. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Because that's probably happened a few times.
That's
so that way they had to coin
gross.
That.
Really
they had to coin that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, well, what's this big pink thing that's in the drain?
And yeah. The reason that weddings are so popular in May and June is because that's right after most people have their yearly bath. Back in the day. And the reason that flowers are popular at weddings is because the bouquets were to hide the body odor of the stinky
I heard,
people.
November. If you're born in November, you're probably a Valentinian conception.
Yeah, Valentinian.
Oh, yeah. One of my friends as a kid, his birthday was November 14th, which is like...
Yep.
Exactly. We used to tease him about that.
Valentinian. Was his name Valentino?
No.
It should have been.
I had a friend in school named Valentino.
Did you?
His last name was Duran.
That's a sweet
Valentino
name.
Valentino Duran. Did he grow up and become a boxer?
No.
Does he have slicked back hair?
No, but we always called him Duran Duran.
Denim
because
they
were popular back then, yeah. And he hated it.
Did you like Duran Duran?
I kind of did. I was... Yeah.
But you couldn't admit it.
Hungry like the wolf. I was a closet Duran Duran fan.
Did you know that, and maybe you know of this because I think it's a comedian thing, but I think it's a serious real thing. Somebody's doing the taint-a-logs.
What?
Like the vagina taint-a-logs?
Like the vagina logs, but it's the taint-a-logs.
The taint monologues. Hmm. Okay.
What could the taint actually say?
What do you talk about?
It just chilled?
Taint me, Gary!
Gary.
They got me, Minji.
Oh, no.
Gary? Who are you talking about? That reminds me of a...
The South Park. They got me, Minji.
Team... It reminds me of Team America. Now suck my cock, Gary.
Yeah, that's probably the same Gary. Mm-hmm. Gary's the asshole, and Minji is the vagina, and it's Oprah.
Oh.
Oprah's asshole is Gary.
That's funny.
They got me, Gary.
Minji.
We're in France, Minji, where you've always wanted to go.
I couldn't believe that they based the whole episode over Oprah's vagina. Pretty awesome. Yeah. Pretty awesome. Are they having new seasons or what?
Pretty
don't know,
awesome.
But the
I don't keep up anymore.
The Netflix documentary, it's like 10 days to air or something like that about the making of South Park episodes.
Yeah.
That's worth watching. Go watch it.
It was the old 60 Minutes thing or whatever, wasn't it? Yeah, that was definitely very interesting.
It's crazy how much they procrastinate.
Well, yeah, it makes it more timely almost because it comes right down to the wire, and then it's like, what happened yesterday? It's on our episode today.
Yep.
Like, we can't even do that. We're 5 days stale.
Because our pizza is fresh.
Stale. I had some reheated pizza now. The last time I had pizza now later, I just ate it cold.
Uh-huh.
But I stuck it in the microwave. That was good.
I know, huh?
Especially at like 2 in the morning. Again. Oh, yeah, and that barbecue sauce.
I love their barbecue sauce.
Hey, if any of you guys haven't made plans right now or already... Go to Pizza Now, but then on Saturday, which is tomorrow, you should try to make it out to the city when the lights go out. 2222. That's 4 2s. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That's in Eugene, in Calhoun's, kind of by Austin Stadium.
It is the old Calhoun's.
Well, it's in Calhoun. The Calhoun's is still there. Calhoun's.
What is a Calhoun?
Kowloon.
That's a Chinese restaurant, right?
Yeah, it's a restaurant. Then there's a bar right next to it that's connected.
It's Kowloon with a K.
And the city with a C.
Mm-hmm. But the Kowloon is there's no cows involved.
No, and it's with a K.
Yeah.
It's loony cows is what they are.
Ah, like loony cow.
Mad cow disease. No, but this thing has been like standing room only, selling out every week so far, and this is the last qualifying round. And it'll be every Saturday, but you should come out tomorrow.
I may.
$5. We're trying to get a comedy caravan from Albany, but nobody is going yet, except for Dustin.
Well, I can't defend it. There's no vehicle, though.
Well, I know. That's the deal. But we're working on it. And if you guys can't go, that's just your loss, because it's going to be full anyway.
Okay.
Oh, you know what I found out, too? On Sunday?
You found out?
No, I found out the other day, but this coming Sunday, in 2 days, is the 18th annual Laugh Off down there in Eugene that I'm in.
Uh-huh.
Sold out.
Really?
At the Actors Cabaret.
Wow, how many does it hold?
120.
Nice. Thousand.
Still,
thousand. That's a good. 120,000. That's a good number, though.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
For,
comedy?
Yeah, dude.
Comedy
yeah,
crowd
dude.
Of 120 people, yeah. And it's going to be TG-13, too, because you can't say shit or masturbate.
Those are the only two words you can't say?
Well, not the words. She just said they didn't want to talk about scatological subject matter or masturbation.
All right.
But you can't really say cunt or fuck.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So what kind of jokes are you going to talk about?
You want to hear my set?
You can talk about, like, instead of masturbation, why don't you talk about those awkward feelings you may have when you were, like, 13? Like, take it down to, like... What's this I'm playing with down here?
I don't think you can tell.
I'm not really sure what's going on with my body.
What do people want to hear that?
I got a joke for you.
Okay.
This is for you all to guess.
All right.
What's the Fonz's butt blood type?
Butt blood type?
No, not just blood.
Okay.
What is the Fonz's blood type?
A.
It's actually O negative.
Oh.
Oh.
Did you guys see that?
See what I did
Arthur
there?
Fonzarelli liked my Facebook page.
Is that for reals?
He said, A. No, he didn't, but I got a couple of good responses out of that. People thought that was cool.
Well, I didn't know if
but he didn't
was...
click it. He just called me and said, A.
So his blood type isn't A?
No, no, weird, right?
It's O positive, O negative.
How do you know that?
That's a joke.
But I could have been right.
Well, what if it is an A?
Yeah.
Should we
then all
it?
The comedic value would have just went down the drain.
Like, what's Fonzie's blood
type?
Well,
is he
type?
A type
like,
O negative fan?
You're like, A, B negative.
It's like, O positive.
Which is universal, right? So
I don't know.
What's the most rarest blood type?
Z.
Period.
Purple.
Purple.
Period purple blood.
Green Spock blood.
Purple period blood.
Spock blood, isn't it?
I think the most common is dried on a tampon.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Dustin.
See, I can't tell my period blood jokes of TG-13.
How long has it been and the show's turned into this?
And Hans, I don't know. I always say, I don't know if you're listening, but I know you always are because you ain't got nothing else going on.
Did we even do the Hans thing yet?
Not yet, but oh. I wanted to tell Hans that his joke still does very well, and he gave it to me for free about killing yourself with a bear.
Uh-huh.
People always laugh at that.
I do kind of like that joke.
Because I said it pretty good, you know, not to toot my own horn, but... Yeah. No, I say, you know, and I'm too much of a pussy to kill myself, mm-hmm. but if I was suicidal, I'd probably just go out into the woods and try to kill myself with a bear. And then they laugh, and I said, no, really, I just, like, cover myself in period blood and honey, completely naked, and just mm-hmm. run through the woods going, come on, bear, get me. Because they like period blood.
Yeah.
And honey.
I always wanted to
at
do.
Least someone likes it.
I always wanted to start a band called the Used Tampons. And
the
then,
Used Tampons. And then, and there's then, a band called the Used.
Yeah, and then you'd write songs like "Pull My String,"
"Sunday Bloody Sunday."
Yeah. How about
"Bloody Well Right"?
Yep.
You need to go to the store for me.
Yeah.
Super Flood.
Super Flood. Flow.
Oh. Well, yeah, because you got the super flood going.
Even flow likes to go. Why are we singing about tampons right now?
I don't know, but every tampon commercial I've
seen.
You know why
that album's called 10?
Why?
Those 10 songs sound the same.
Ooh, nice one. I think Hans is probably listening to Pearl Jam.
I know, that was the band I was going to ask if he'd ever heard of.
CD player.
Probably Pearl Jam or Green Day, maybe.
Dookie.
Listen, Blink-182 is his favorite band. Hans, sorry, buddy. He's listening to something weird again today. I don't know. Slayer was the coolest thing he could have been listening to in my book, but I'm just lame like that. He's listening to, oh my God. Oh, Hans. Now he's messing with the son of a bitch.
Nazareth?
He's listening to Nazareth, Hair of the Dog. Yeah.
He listens to that?
I guess. That's what it says.
Why doesn't he play that one over again?
Because he can only listen to, like,
it's always with
Blood Ritual,
yeah, that's
or
weird.
Infester.
It's,
yeah.
like, oh, it's like
Hair of the Dog. I think that had, let me guess this, Hans, is that had that one song.
Miss Misery?
Yeah. That's an awesome song, but not for Hans. You're not supposed to like that stuff. Did that have Love Hurts?
Please don't Judas Me. Remember that song?
Love Hurts!
Come on.
You're like, I know. Come on.
That just makes me sad.
Not that song. I hope you're at least skipping that song, which I'm sure he is, if that song is coming up.
Hans, you ever listen to Cactus?
Cactus Hag.
Cactus is a good band from the 70s.
What I'm going to say is...
Why would you say that?
I'm going to ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Forgot.
Ride the Lightning or Kill 'Em All?
That's a tough one. I'd say Kill 'Em All. I mean, Ride the Lightning, because they had taken their shit one step further, I think. Kill 'Em All's awesome, but it does have, like, Jump in the Fire.
But you say that it's one step beyond. So do you prefer Master Puppets beyond Ride?
I believe so.
Really?
Yeah, and then it went poopy after that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you think they went bam, 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 up every time.
And then boom.
And then down from there.
And then they went.
Yeah. Well, you don't know.
And then they loaded, and then they reloaded.
Yeah.
And then. They should have shot themselves. Yeah, that's why they did it. Load.
Well, of course.
Reload.
That's why my question was based on the first few.
Oh. Okay, what's better, Saint Anger or Load?
I didn't listen to either of those.
How's that even
correct? Death Magnetic or Reload? Garage Inc. or Garage Days Revisited?
I don't even know how to answer that.
No Life Till Leather or And Justice for All?
Well, they do cover Die Die My Darling. on Garage Revisited, right?
Yeah. Black album or black album.
Have you ever heard of Taint Hammer?
No, but that sounds like a wonderful name for a band.
I know. That's what I was wondering if you guys had came across that when you guys were searching before you came to Grief Hammer.
No, Taint Hammer. That's good. Your taint needs a good beating.
Yeah, with a ball peen. Ball peen penis. Taint Hammer.
Ball penis Taint Hammer. Things are getting weird right now.
That is definitely the name of this episode. Taint.
Ball taint. Taint Hammer?
Yep.
Yeah.
Porn for.
All right, stop. Taint Hammer time.
Can't touch this.
Moo-doo-doo-doo.
With a ball
peen. Not if he's dancing like that, man. You couldn't. You'd have a hell of a time.
Hammer time.
Yeah.
You'd have a hell of a time.
You'd have a hell of a time hitting him in the taint with a hammer when he's doing all those dance moves.
Hell of a time, hitting me in the taint on the hammer time.
Can't touch this. Do 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 do.
Can't touch taint.
Hammer taint. Can't touch taint.
I would hate to get hit in the taint by a hammer.
You want to try it, dude?
No.
Come on, we'll.
Do you think Johnny Knoxville would?
I would probably do a paintball to the taint.
Taint ball.
What?
Why not?
How about
all right, live on the air.
Yeah.
Well, I would have to cover up the parts, though, just expose the taint.
That's not part of it. You just got to risk it.
No, we'll get in.
I don't want my balls in my ass.
We'll get in the best shot.
That's the best part.
We'll get in the best shot in town.
Well, why would I want that?
We'll hit
I want
you
the
with
worst
the
shot
best
in town.
Shot.
Why?
Because I'd rather get hit in, like, the hip than the actual taint.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather get hit in the taint than in the balls?
Yeah, I think that'd be
totally,
less painful.
Totally.
Have you seen that? Well, they showed it on Tosh, so I'm sure I've seen it, where that guy that gets beat up with that big black dildo.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it was his friend.
I did see that.
It was his friend.
They're both naked, too, right?
Well, the thing was the guy was shoving in his face in the door, and the guy grabbed it from him and just started slapping him, and the guy fell over, and his legs rolled over, and his pants were, like, coming off, and the guy's off.
Hitting him with a dildo?
No, like trying to cram it in there. He had the grip on there. And,
how long have you been watching gay porn?
It was Tosh.0, which is gay porn.
Yeah, like UFC.
Yeah, it did kind of look like that. But the guy, they were obviously friends and just messing around.
That's what friends are for. Hammers and taints, hammers and taints. That's the new pizza from Pizza Now. Hammers and taints, hammers and taints, hammers and taints, hammers and taints.
Taints and California potato chips.
What's up?
So they should come up with a new game called Taintball.
Oh.
Where you shoot paintballs at other people's taints.
But it seems like
at
some point you'd have to like do this move where you present yourself where your taint is available to be shot. Which
you know,
is kind of weird.
You got to roll up on your shoulders and pull your pants down to your knees.
Could you have like
taint presented?
Grenades of dingleberries, like little bits of toilet paper, like in a grenade, and just like shrapnel just flying everywhere. Oh, it got me in the eye. Ah!
I'll tell you right now, that taint funny.
Oh.
Dang it.
Hey, it's Friday. You know what I'm doing after I leave right here?
Bad day.
I'm going to see Anthrax.
Nice.
Exodus, High on Fire, Municipal Waste.
Nice. Backstage pass.
We got to be there at 4 p.m. for the meet and greet. Meet and greet.
How
meet
cool.
and greet. Yep.
Wow.
I'm going to hang
meeting?
Out. Scott Ian and Joey Belladonna.
Oh, yeah. You know he does spoken word now.
Joey Belladonna does?
Scott Ian.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I said Joey Belladonna.
More...
Yikes.
Why? Would be like,
who would
why?
Go? Who would go?
Cry why do you say that?
I don't know. It just seemed weird to me.
Well, what do you think it would be? Why would it be so weird? What would it be his spoken word style? What are you saying
like,
that? What would you? Why,
well, no offense,
why,
but
no,
he's an Indian.
You, no, wait. What? Do you, let me finish. What are you saying? I mean, why would you? Why would you? What do you? I
it'd
mean,
be like watching.
Are
Dave...
you just what? I mean, what would be so bad about him doing spoken word?
Be watching, well, like watching David Coverdale doing
all the
spoken word.
What would be wrong with that? What's wrong with David Coverdale?
Why would
you don't think
they just don't really seem that deep
David
to me?
You don't think he would have? He's traveled the world, dude.
Why? He did used to play in Deep Purple, but he also played Still the Night.
He traveled the world. You don't think he would have interesting stories of like people and.
Why?
And,
all right, here's where it's at. I would want him on the podcast, but I wouldn't want to watch his spoken word.
I just don't know why you guys are so uptight about Joey Belladonna wanting to do spoken word.
Okay, because he's an Indian, damn it.
It doesn't seem that deep.
That was it. He'd be up there, listen to me, me peoples. I am here to talk spoken word to you. From
he just wants you to cry for him.
I know, and I won't do it.
Is that what Indians sound like?
I can't do it. Yeah, kind of.
You didn't say
really.
Anything about tomahawks or teepees, so I don't even know.
Or casinos.
Native American.
Or casinos,
Indian.
Yeah. Or John Redcorn. I heard no John Redcorn references.
That's amazing.
You should do an awesome Indian, but I've never heard you do it, Des.
I've never done it.
All of a sudden, back there, a couple minutes ago, you turned into Fred Armisen from Portlandia. You're like,
I didn't understand what you had such a thing about Joey Belladonna. I didn't know you were such an anti-fan.
Didn't know you were such a racist against Indians.
I didn't know you were such an anti-fan. You're all about Scott Ian doing spoken word. You're all about Charlie Belladonte.
I heard Charlie Belladonte is not even going to be on the tour.
What?
I heard he's taking care of his sick mom.
Really?
Because some dude did drums for Slayer and Anthrax on the Australian tour. Could you imagine doing that?
Jeez.
I'm just going to play drums for both these bands every night.
How good of shape would you need to be
in? Or how good of shape would you be in after the tour?
Yeah.
This is not a tour. You think this is a tour? You try playing drums for Anthrax and Slayer back to back every night.
Those guys are kind of pussies.
Yeah, that's what you're going to say, isn't it? They're pussies. Hey, Slayer and Anthrax.
Scott Ian kind of seems like he has a little attitude.
He's married to Meatloaf's daughter. Yeah.
He's kind of got a little bit of an attitude now that he's all trying to push himself as like more than a guitar player, but as a celebrity.
Like on VH1, right. Like all them shows.
He's a commentator.
World's Dumbest This and That. Mm. Scott Ian's on there sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you don't like Scott.
When you go into that territories, some of the kind of stuff you and your Indian shit isn't very Scott Ian-ish.
Why is it always got to be about territories with you? Fucking reservations for hotels and.
I'll make a reservation in Northwest Territories up in Canada, dude.
Well, whatever you do, if you offer it to me, don't try taking it back when you're done with it.
I will. That's bullshit. Especially if it's beads.
And you got any tickets for that show coming up that you were going to scalp?
I already scalped them all.
They're hanging in your lawn.
Insert the final two Indian puns here. You engine?
Engine and Indian.
I'm having engine trouble.
Indian.
Engine, please.
You know, my favorite ending is Paula Deen.
Ending. I like happy endings.
You a big fan of Paula Deen? You didn't even know who Billy Ray...
Redcorn.
Bobby Cray. What's his name?
Billy Ray Robbie
Bobby,
Cray.
Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay, yeah.
Bobby Flay. You didn't even know who Bobby Flay was.
I'm not into cooking.
Billy Ray Bobby Flay.
Is he an Indian?
No.
Why should I know
He's
about him?
He's an Irish guy.
Well, fuck the Irish. You know
what? On him.
I hate Irish people. They drink too much and they try to fight.
Celebrity chefs in St. Hats.
That's right.
Celebrity chefs in Santa aprons.
All right, I'm going to Anthrax. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah, you are, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
This was kind of a weird episode. I would call this, well, we already have a name for it, but if we didn't have a name, we could just call it Ramble On.
Ramble On! Ah!
What's that line from the Def Leppard song that you were talking about?
Oh.
Rocket! Yeah!
Fill and load, rocket! Yeah!
This is Anthrax?
Feeling a little light in the load? No, Def Leppard.
Feel a light in the load!
Oh, this is Floyd McCulloch.
Yeah, this was a co-written, I went... into my phone and gave it to him, and then he wrote this song.
That's.
Well, actually, yeah, and then we collaborated on the lyrics.
Did you get composition credits?
Yes.
Good.
All right, thanks for listening, you guys. It's Friday. Go out and party your asses off, all right?
Song about corn dogs.
Hope you guys survive Easter. Jesus is coming back.
What is that now?
It's on Sunday, 2 days away. Easter.
Yep.
I want to see him in hologram.
The golden egg.
Better watch out. There might be some eggs.
You got to go to Coachella this year. Then
let's just keep talking.
Do they even care? Do they do the thing?
Yeah, we started the ending over. Just keep talking.
We're We're going to hide some eggs in your backyard.
Brown too.
If you know, you thought the show was over? Fuck you guys.
I know some smelling in a couple months.
It could be the eggs.
Be better just to toss them in the gutter.
I'm going to take my eggs and throw them.
Hey, all you taggots. Are you ready for your list of shows to go see? I hope so, because I got it for you. Thursday, March 28th at the Granary Pizza Company in Eugene at 5th and Pearl. It's Comedy as Advertised with your host, Seth Milstein. We got Barbara Holm and Andy Main coming down from Portland. Two very funny women. Myself, Terry Guile, will be doing a set. Alex Adney and probably a few other local comics at that show. It's a 9 p.m. show. It's free. And I think it's 21 and over. You might be able to sneak in because it's a pizza place, but I think they don't let the kids in after 9 o'clock. Friday, March 29th, at Crystal Ballroom, Anthrax, Exodus, Municipal Waste, Holy Grail, and High on Fire. That's Crystal Ballroom in Portland. Me and my buddy Dave Forsythe going VIP with a meet and greet. Hopefully get to see those guys and hang out with them for a bit and get to check out a great thrash metal show. Saturday, March 30th, at the City in Eugene, 2222 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. It's the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing third qualifying round, featuring myself and 9 other comics vying for a spot in the finals. Come on out. Audience vote determines the winner. And give a vote for Terry Guile. Get him through to the next act. $1,500 cash prize for first place. Sunday, March 31st at the Actors Cabaret of Eugene. It's the 18th annual Laugh Off. Tickets were $20, but it's sold out, folks, so you can't go. That's 18 and over, 7 o'clock show. All proceeds go to the Green Hill Humane Society. And it'll be nice to do a sold-out comedy show. I'm looking forward to that. More comedy, this time in Corvallis at the Peacock, Thursday, April 4th, with your host, Jesse Priest. We got Xander DeVoe, Trevor Thorpe, and Rico Ott, and your headliner, Paul J. Or J. Paul. Paul J. I get confused because he's got two first names. But whatever. Sunday, April 21st, it's a third annual Doug Benson 420 show at the Wow Hall, but he's so stoned he's a day late. You can find out information to find tickets online at thewowhall.com or at their Facebook page. Sunday, April 28th at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene. That's on Blair Boulevard. It's Bleepin' Funny, a clean comedy show with your hostess, Leon Joshua. Seth Milstein, I believe, will be doing that show with me and some other funny people. We call it TG13. We won't be talking about scatological subject matters or masturbation or stuff like that. It's a clean comedy show. It's 8 p.m. It's free. It's 21 and over. It's Sunday, April 28th at Sam Bond's Garage. May 18th, Cannibal Corpse will be invading the Wonder Ballroom in Portland with Napalm Death, Immolation, Cretan, and Beyond Creation. I would really love to make it to that show, as I missed Napalm Death the last time. So go online and check for tickets for Napalm Death and Cannibal Corpse at the Wonder Ballroom. And a couple old school bands that are back in action that I would love to see but probably won't get to are coming to Portland at the Star Theater, May 28th. It's Bolt Thrower and Benediction, both super ultra old school heavy bands from across the pond, and locals from Portland, Hellshock, Crust Masters. Hellshock will be opening the show, like I said, at the Star Theater. That's May 28th. I would like to reiterate, since that's the end of our list, that come out on the 30th, that's Saturday, March 30th, at the City, inside Calhoun's on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Eugene, Oregon's Last Comedian Standing. It's $5 at the door, and starts at 8 o'clock. You got to get there early, though, because it's been standing room only, and I stand to win a good chunk of money. So come on out to that, and that's all we got for shows right now. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next time. Go listen to the TagCast podcast at tagcastpodcast.com.